We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now fog and 57 degrees. This is the beginning of week two of the General Motors United Auto Workers strike.
UAW members all across the land walked off the job at General Motors plants at the end of last weekend, demanding a fair contract. Workers are striking over wages, health care, job security, and a path to permanent employment for temporary workers. GM says it presented a strong offer that improves wages, benefits, and grows U.S. jobs in substantive ways. 33 manufacturing plants in 9 states are shut down, as well as 22 parts distribution warehouses. Negotiations between the two parties have been taking place, but there have been few signs of progress. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Two adults and a child were injured in a shooting Sunday morning in northeast Wichita. This occurred around 1 a.m. on Floberta Street near 13th and Oliver. Police say two adults and a 4-year-old were in stable condition at a local hospital. They were inside a house when the shooting took place. A suspect has been arrested after two men were injured in a shooting Sunday morning in South Wichita. Officers were called around 2 a.m. to the 3800 block of South Seneca. They discovered a 30-year-old and a 40-year-old man with gunshot wounds. Both men were hospitalized with serious injuries. Police have identified 52-year-old Felipe Barrientos as a suspect, and police believe the shooting came after a disturbance broke out at a bar. A 1-year-old girl died after being hit by a car Sunday in Finney County in western Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol was called to the Balselman's Travel Plaza just after 11 a.m. Sunday morning. A woman driving an SUV was backing out of the parking area and ran over the girl. The child was taken to St. Catherine's ER, where she later died from her injuries. The city of Sedgwick has fired its police chief.
City Administrator Joe Turner says he fired Chief Larry Alexander last week after the city council reviewed a 64-page report about him during a closed meeting. Turner declined to say why Alexander was fired because it is a personal matter. Alexander could not be immediately reached on Sunday. His home number is unlisted, and he didn't immediately respond to a message left at his city office. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President Trump talked with Ukraine's leader in July, and a whistleblower contacted the intelligence community's inspector general about what was believed to be disturbing aspects of the conversation.
The president, while in Texas for an event with the prime minister of India, gave his impression of the call with Ukraine's leader as
perfect. It was a perfect conversation. It couldn't have been any better.
Adding that a whistleblower's claim of impropriety was a false alarm. The president said he's willing to share that call's content.
We'll make a determination about how to release it, releasing it, saying what we said.
The president has claimed that Democrat Joe Biden and his son Hunter may have been involved in corruption in Ukraine, an allegation that Biden denies. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The new state park in Kansas is slated to open next month.
Little Jerusalem Badlands State Park in Logan County is set to open October 12th, and the grand opening ceremony will be followed by free guided tours that run every hour. Little Jerusalem is a rare geological gem that features chalky spires and buttes projecting as high as 100 feet in the air. It's a delicate environment that dates back 85 million years when much of Kansas was covered by a massive sea. Last month, Kansas dropped a $50 visitor's fee to make the park more public friendly. While the tours will now be free, visitors must schedule them in advance. Guests will be required to buy a $5 state park vehicle permit or have a yearly Kansas State Parks vehicle pass. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now on this Monday, September 23rd, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
This morning in traffic, we've got the report is some patchy fog out there.
Visibility at the airport's reported to be still about 10 miles, so apparently if there's any fog out there, it's kind of patchy in places. So you might experience some visibility issues out there, though, this morning. We've got just those reports of fog out there. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now let's take a look at the forecast here with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With some patchy areas of fog across parts of south-central Kansas, we'll have a gradual clearing sky, sunny and 82 for the high later on this afternoon. Clouds move back in tonight, our low 66, and as deep moisture returns ahead of a cool front, we'll see a few isolated thunderstorms on Tuesday with a high 84, Wednesday 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now fog. We have a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour and 55 degrees. Monday, September 23rd, milder temperatures across central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 83 degrees. Normal high for the date is 80, so we're still a couple of ticks above normal, but pretty doggone nice. National Weather Service reports a quarter inch of rain early Sunday. That would be near Eisenhower National Airport, of course. This is about what I had in my rain gauge in Riverside, about a quarter of an inch. I did talk to my son, Scott, who was down in Derby. I think he got a little more than that. He told me he had a pretty good downpour there for a while in Derby Sunday. So,
I don't know. I'd be hard-pressed to say I got anything. I mean, I didn't really check, but it didn't really seem like it rained.
Yeah. It was, I think it was pretty early Sunday morning. All right, today is the first day of autumn. It started at 2:50 a.m. Central Time this morning.
Yay!
That means the days are getting shorter now, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, they were getting... Now, summer is over, we're getting to autumn, and the days will be getting shorter. Okay, so autumn is here.
My favorite season.
Yeah, mine too. Especially this time, especially in this area this time of year, it can be absolutely beautiful. The weather's going to turn off nice here and over the next 6 to 8 weeks. In fact, it'll be nice probably, and I'm just going by what I've observed over the years. It's going to be nice. October will be gorgeous. And then right up until about the third week of November even, right around Thanksgiving, you'll usually have a snap.
Yeah,
and it'll turn off a little colder. I've noticed the leaves in Riverside, none of them are changing colors yet, but some of them are falling already. And also the grass, mowed my grass, last Wednesday? And it doesn't look like it's grown at all. So I think the grass is growing slower.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I think that's what's happening right now.
We had kind of a dry spell there, so.
Yeah. I don't think it's growing as fast. On this date in 2001, President George W. Bush returned the American flag to full staff at Camp David, symbolically ending a period of national mourning following the 9/11 attacks. That was on this date in 2001. Long Island firefighter taking his colleagues to court for what he says was incessant teasing about his weight. The New York Post reports John Monroe filed a discrimination lawsuit in federal court against fellow firefighters in the Suffolk County hamlet of Hophog. The nearly 350-pound Monroe says he was called names like cow and harangued for taking up two seats in the fire truck. Monroe is a volunteer at the Hophog Fire Department and is seeking unspecified damages. All right, well, he's fighting back. He doesn't like to be called cow by his fellow firefighters, and I don't know what he's going to do about taking up two seats in the fire truck. I mean, they may have a
legitimate
pretty good argument
there. Yeah.
Gosh, guys. Come on. John? Anyway, I would. I know that the firefighters have tried to keep themselves in as good shape as possible. They have a lot of, we love to call them in an emergency, and they do a great job, but they have some time on their hands.
Well,
I mean, my brother was a firefighter, and they got time on their hands, a lot of time on their hands. And what he used to do, and a lot of them used to do, is they worked out a lot. Mm-hmm. They'd have some weights at the station wherever they were, or they'd go over here in the park in Central or Riverside Park.
Yeah.
And take a truck over there and keep, of course, somebody there with a walkie-talkie so they knew if they were to get a call. They'd go over there and run. I haven't seen them over there much over the past few years. Maybe they've given up on that.
Well, I'll say this for, that guy in that fire department. Doesn't have to keep himself in shape to be a firefighter. I mean, he's a volunteer.
No, yeah.
Yeah, they need him.
Nothing that says he has to.
Yeah.
If he should have to collapse on a job and the other guys have to try to get him out of someplace. Might be kind of tough, but, That's what I'm thinking. And he's obviously, if he's carrying that much weight and he's in a firefighting situation, the health concerns have to be something.
But, yeah, there are.
Anyway.
But again, they don't pay firefighters, so you have to take what you can get, apparently.
Well, I would have bet there if something happens to him, somebody's liable for it, though. All right, this is 6:15 here. By the way, I just want to say that St. Shelley whipped up some chili over the weekend. It's, you know, for the beginning of the weekend, it was still kind of hot, but yesterday it was perfectly appropriate.
Okay.
I mean, it tasted terrific yesterday. What we did, Shelly, Friday, we got a bag of Fritos, and the two of us devoured a bag of Fritos, anticipating the chili that we didn't have yet.
And you polished it off before you even made the chili.
Yeah, you know how Fritos are. You can't, oh, man, you can, as far as I'm concerned, Fritos, you can just keep going until you hit the bottom of the bag. I mean, so we had to go get another bag of Fritos to go with our chili. But it's an interesting question some people have. Have you ever tried it with vinegar?
Yes.
Which, of course, it's served. If you go to New Way, they've got a vinegar bottle on the table for you.
Yep.
But I had never done it that way until I met Shelley, and her dad had said, yeah. She said, my dad puts vinegar in it. I said, what? You got to be crazy.
No.
Put some in
fantastic.
There. I said, whoa.
Yeah. A
good
malt vinegar.
Really,
yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting flavor. So if you got chili going, of course, you got to have beans. But a little vinegar every now and some Fritos. Is a good idea.
Sure.
All right.
Sounds great.
6:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it is time for Leadoff Sports, and we've got Jad Chambers on the sports desk this morning.
Yeah, I am.
I know the Chiefs, you know, that was kind of a tough game they played. Those Ravens just didn't want to roll over, man.
That's right. In fact, the Ravens got on the board first.
Yeah.
The Chiefs kind of built up a big lead right after that at the end of the first quarter, and then in the second quarter was pretty much all Chiefs there.
Well, I told Shelly when they got there, I said that first seven is not going to last long.
No. It wasn't even a first seven. They went for two and didn't get it. The Chiefs stuffed them.
Yeah, it was six.
So it was 6-0 there. And then the Chiefs started putting points on the board. Well, this is the one that kind of put it out of reach in the fourth quarter. You heard it yesterday on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Second and 9, Chiefs at the Raven 14, 23-13 Kansas City. Under centers Mahomes this time. A lot of jet action. Blitz up the middle. They got a screen set up left. 15-yard line. McCoy inside the 5. Touchdown! Kansas City! Welcome to the Chiefs' kingdom and to the sweet nectar of the end zone. Shady McCoy on a perfectly executed 14-yard screen for a touchdown.
Yeah, that screen was a good-looking screen. Those were tough to do.
Yeah, it really was pretty good there. It ended kind of strangely, I suppose you could say. The Ravens got a touchdown, and 2 minutes and 1 second left. Instead of your average onside kick, they went for a drop kick.
Drop kick, I saw that.
Yeah. The idea being that even if they didn't get the ball back, which, because, of course, you immediately go for a fair catch if it's a drop kick, but what that did was that saved them a timeout.
Yeah,
is how that worked, because you fair caught it, the clock never started, and so the Chiefs had to go one play, and then you get an automatic timeout for the two minutes. Yeah,
so that was the second drop kick I saw this weekend.
Yeah,
the other one was Shelley and I watched the movie Jim Thorpe All-America.
Yeah, exactly. It's a rare play, but
oh, very rare.
It's a rare play, but you can get the ball back if someone freezes and forgets to go for a fair catch.
Yeah.
It's possible to get the
ball
back.
The young man did the right thing. He just got a fair catch.
Yeah, yeah. You call for the fair catch and you grab the ball. And that's what he did. And the Chiefs won it. Chiefs won the final score of that game, 33-28 Chiefs. Next up for Kansas City, a third road game in 4 weeks, Sunday at Detroit. After the game, they were talking to head coach Andy Reid, and they asked him about the crowd. Some good things to say about playing at home.
Oh, it was unbelievable, man. They are so loud. They're good now. I mean, that's championship caliber right there now. The Sea of Red was rolling, man, and we appreciate every bit of that.
So, big appreciation
there.
Yeah,
it gets guys fired up.
But unfortunately, Detroit, I don't know if they're going to need the help of the crowd on Sunday in Detroit, but they've got the Lions next weekend. It's going to be Sunday at noon, another noon game. At 6 o'clock over on KFH, it's the WSU Volleyball Coaches Show with head coach Chris Lamb. Shockers, unfortunately, came off 3 losses, but they were to really big opponents. They lost to number 15 Creighton on Thursday.
Yep.
They lost to Wyoming on Friday, and then, of course, they lost to number 1 Nebraska in Lincoln on Saturday.
Pretty tough opponents right there.
It was a tough schedule, tough stretch, but, yeah, Chris Lamb at 6 o'clock tonight over on KFH. At 7 o'clock, we've got the beginning of Monday Night Football NFL action on KFH. The Chicago Bears on the road at Washington, 7 o'clock tip-off, or kickoff at 7:15. Shocker Baseball on Saturday. They played a fall exhibition game at X Stadium against Nebraska. And after 9 innings, Nebraska was up 7-6. Both teams wanted to play more. They'd already decided that that game was actually going to be a long game, so they went 12 innings instead of just 9. A late comeback by the Shockers fell short. Shockers lost 10-8. But again, they were playing 12 innings, and the point is just to get some game time in. Shockers got 16 different Shockers got an at-bat in the game. Nine pitchers completed at least one inning. So they got guys out there and got them into some game situations. Did exactly what they needed to do. Wichita State is scheduled to play another fall exhibition game on the road against Missouri State at 6 o'clock on Sunday, October 5th in Springfield, Missouri. Over 3,000 people showed up to spectate that one, the exhibition game.
Anticipating the new coach.
Yeah, new coach Eric Wedge, yeah. And baseball, the Royals lost yesterday 12-8 to the AL Central leading Minnesota Twins.
Is that 100?
That is 100 losses. There are 4 teams in Major League Baseball this year with 100 losses. That ties a record for number of teams that have lost 100 games on the season.
Yike.
Yeah, so that was indeed loss number 100 for the Kansas City Royals. That's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
There's only about 5 months till spring training, so 6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. And, of course, we got traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.